Huh?
Blog Talk Radio.
We'll just wing it from here.
You want me to hang up?
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight, Marianne and I will be interviewing former Days of Our Lives Emmy-winning actress Leanne Unley, who portrayed Anna DeMira. Leanne is also known for her role as Dana Carrington on Dynasty and Tamara Jacobs on Dawson's Creek. Currently, Leanne just finished filming the lead role of Addison in the new independent movie, Blissful Lies. We also have the movie's writer and director, Jennifer Brown Thomas, on as our guest. Call in to talk to Leanne and Jennifer at 913-338-1239. You can also call us using Skype. You can also join us in our chat room to ask a question to Jennifer and Leanne. Hi, Marianne.
Hi. How's everyone? How are you, Carrie?
Hi.
Anybody there?
Area code 323.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Teo.
Hi, Teo. How are you doing?
Hi, Teo. Will you beat Leanne and Jen?
Guess what? Leanne's not here. Yeah, Leanne's not here.
What?
I don't know.
We don't know what happened. We're waiting for her.
I just Facebooked them. She's been Facebooking me a couple times today, and I don't know where they're at.
Well, thank you for calling, Teo.
I'll tell you what. I'll call her. Manage what's going on.
Okay.
Thanks.
Appreciate
that.
All right, love. I'll call you back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Teo.
Bye-bye.
Well, I guess it's lucky we got Teo, huh? Maybe.
Yeah, we got Teo to the rescue. Oh, our hero.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Man, and he called right on cue.
I thought that was, I thought maybe that was let me see if I can Facebook them again and give them the number. But Scott, I do have you on the line. I muted Scott. Hi, Scott. I do got you on the line.
Oh, hello.
Hi. We're still waiting for Leanne. At least we got Teo for 2 seconds.
Yeah, Teo's gonna call. Leanne.
I know. I had to bite my lip. When Teo came on, said, "No, I promise to behave."
Yeah, we understand.
Yeah, hold on, I'm gonna Facebook them again with the phone number. See if that would help. But I gave her the phone number a couple days ago. Hopefully, we can get them on. So. Well, I want to talk a little bit about Jennifer while we're waiting.
Okay.
Jennifer Brown Thomas is actually just turned 22 years old. She's a college student. She's basically a newlywed. She's only been married 2 years. She's pregnant with her first child. It's a little girl. And Jennifer wrote the screenplay, and she directed the movie. And so I'm just absolutely amazed with Jennifer. I can't wait to talk to her.
Shocked. Yeah. Been kind of following her on Facebook and in the movie and Leanne, and everybody's excited about it. So, yeah. And then,
we got Teo back.
Hi.
Yes, I just called our manager, and he spoke to her 15 minutes ago. She was finishing one interview. She was coming to call you next.
Okay. All right, let's see. I have another call.
So she is going to be calling us then, right?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Leanne.
Hello. Is that Teo?
We have someone here who wants to talk to you.
Yeah, honey, it's me. I thought I'd be the first person to call you.
Well, thank
you. How are
you? Well, I survived.
How'd it go?
it went pretty well. I'm sitting here with Jennifer, who was my writer-director.
Oh, how nice.
We have both survived. Jennifer, this is Teo, who plays my husband. I've spoken of him.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, thank very well, thank you.
Well, how was the dialogue? Was it difficult to learn after what we talked about?
Well, she's sitting right here. I can't really tell you the truth.
Well, no, but, you know, the fact that you got through it, you know, those things are miracles. I don't care who you are. All that dialogue is very hard to learn.
I know.
Especially when you have that sort of time to do it.
Exactly. What he's talking about is that he was doing a play a couple months ago, and it was a two-person play, and it was virtually the same kind of thing, where he had to learn, you know, everything and know it all. And, you know, I'm glad I was pretty well prepared when I got here, because we did change it up a few days, and they did throw some scenes at me I wasn't expecting to do that day, because we had... Did you know that a hurricane came through Texas while I was here? And
I know. You know, you're so powerful. What can I say?
We were filming at Love Field, and I guess a half an hour after we left there, and believe me, it was a deluge. I mean, it doesn't rain this much in Forks, where I come from. And a half an hour after we left there, a tornado blew through. I mean, it was... very dramatic, and we had to rearrange some of our scheduling, but we got through it. It was quite fun.
Well, how was the love scene? I was jealous. Honey, did he do it as well as I did?
Oh, darling, nobody does it like you.
You.
I mean, he no dips or anything like that, huh?
No dipping. No. And he was a little afraid to grab me in the beginning, I think, because he was a little nervous of me. And but we got through it, and he's pretty funny. He's working already. He already did an episode of Chase while we were filming. He went off in the morning and filmed something else. And yesterday, he was at a table reading for another independent film. So I think he's a hot young guy that's got a career coming up here, so somebody to watch. His name's Zach Rose.
Zach Rose. Okay.
Yeah, and he's actually from Los Angeles, but he moved here because his wife is from here. And, you know, she hired all local actors for everything, and I was kind of impressed with the local talent. I was very pleased. We all, you know, and the way she managed to get this thing put together, and the crew was so professional, and we took the time to get the scenes right, and it was amazing. We did take 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks, because I did tell her that it was almost impossible to do what she had planned in 2 weeks' time. And as time went on, that became pretty evident, because we just physically couldn't do it all fast enough.
So when are you going to get into when are you coming back to L.A.?
I'm coming home on Wednesday. So,
okay.
But I'll only be there briefly, honey. Then I'm heading up to Seattle for a week and a half or so.
Oh, I see. But can we speak when you get back?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Because I know Paul's going to come and pick you up.
Yeah. Well, what's that?
well, listen, you've been greatly missed.
I love you.
And, but I'm glad it went well, and I'm glad your director worked well with you. I mean, that was great. But then you're so wonderful to work with. So what can I say?
Keep going. It's okay. I love you, too.
Oh, you are. I send you much love and congratulations, and that's your director, and hopefully the film will be a great success for all of you.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you very much.
Right.
Okay. And we'll talk to you when I get back to town, okay?
Yeah. Okay. But I just wanted to greet you and say welcome aboard, and I'm glad the success is coming your way. So we'll speak soon, my love.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right, love.
Okay.
Bye-bye, girl.
Bye, Teo. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there are a lot of people there, and they're just all being real quiet.
Yeah. You want, let's have Scott. Scott, you want to talk to me, Leanne?
Okay. Hi, Leanne.
Hey,
my name is Scott, and I just before I ask you my question, I want to share real briefly how much you've meant to me in my life. When I was 13 years old, I started watching Days of Our Lives because my mom was watching it. And at the time, I was struggling with my sexual orientation. I literally had no friends, and I was isolated. And so my days were spent in front of the TV or listening to music, basically. And every day I would go home and looked forward to seeing you as Anna on TV because you always brought a smile to my face. And I stopped watching Days after the 1980s when you had left, and I watched her regularly. But I began watching again regularly in 2007 and again during the kidnapping in 2000 just to see you because you have a very special place in my heart, and I'm very grateful for you're helping me through a very difficult period in my life. So.
Well, Scott, you're the reason I do these things. Thank you so much. You don't know how much that heartens me because, you know, we as actors, it's our job. It's also because it's what I love to do. But it's also, it warms my heart that somebody really does appreciate it, and I'm glad to hear that I've made some sort of difference somewhere. So thank you so much. That makes
You're
me
welcome.
Feel like I've done something right. So thank you.
You've done. I don't want to take up too much time here, but I just have to tell you that I. It's everything about your performance is just incredible. Like your facial expressions, your timing, your delivery, your toning, everything is just flawless. You're always such a joy to watch, and
well,
you're
no,
absolutely. And by the way, leave it to me, an openly gay man, to be responsible for naming your fan base the Divas.
When I
found out that the Hoochies had a name, I said, you know, we need to come up with a name for Leanne's fan base. And I said, you know, Anna DeMera is such a diva. Let's just call ourselves the Divas, you know.
Well,
and then it kind of stuck.
It's kind of stuck and it's taken off, and now you got the Diva, the board.
The Diva Duel, yeah.
Right?
And then Lee added the word darling to it. And so now we're, I guess, officially the darling. Anyway, and you've brought so many of all the friends that I've made through chatting about you and Teo as Tony online. They're such great people. You have wonderful fans, and they're people I never would have met and would never be a part of my life if it weren't for you. So it's really incredible, you know, the effect that you've had on countless people's lives, you know.
Well, you're bringing it clear to me, the corner of my eye. I thank you. You know, I was so surprised when I saw all these lovely people that came from around the world in June when we had that that breakfast at Henry's Hat at Martha's place. And I was very touched, and I'm grateful that everybody is getting a chance to get to know each other. It's global. It's kind of amazing to feel like I'm a part of that global world. So thank you for letting me be a part of that too.
You're welcome. And I'm going to ask questions so I can make room for other people. And I'm going to ask a question about Anna. My question is, and I'm going to give you a list to make it easier for you. What is it about Anna's character the way she was written that most upset you recently in particular. And some examples, I'm going to give you an example of some things that upset me as a long-term Anna fan. The fact that you weren't by Tony's side when he died. I shouldn't say you, that Anna wasn't. That Tony and Anna got remarried off-screen. That Anna wasn't part of the kidnapping reveal. I was upset that they made EJ and not you the mastermind behind the kidnapping because I was really hoping that this would give you a chance to shine and be show some of your dark sides and kind of healing, you know, the trauma from Tony's death. I was furious about Carrie just kind of brushing off the fact that her mother had disappeared and the fact that we didn't get an adult scene between Anna and Carrie. And the fact that Calliope had, quote-unquote, ratted you out. And then the last thing would be the fact your disappearance hasn't been explained. So, you know, of all those listed or anything of your own that you could think of, what would you say made you most unhappy?
Well, I suppose the thing that, golly, I don't know, a lot of them. I would suppose that the thing that was, you know, from an acting standpoint, from my perspective, I would like to have been able to wrap it up. And that being said, because, you know, I'm, you know, everybody says, where are you? Well, I'm off in the jungle somewhere. Stefano, I think, has me. I'm not sure. I'm not really not sure. But
just tell me you're not with Jasmine.
I haven't seen her in years. No, I think probably the fact that didn't get wrapped up, and that's for the fans' sake. But the other part is that, you know, I'm not dead. I don't know where I am, but I'm not dead. And that's always
thank God
good
for that. And by the way, I love the scene when you cut Jasmine's hair. I don't know if you remember that, but that was hysterical.
Oh, 20 years ago, huh?
I know.
Okay, I haven't seen it in so long, I wouldn't. I'd have to go back and look at that. Did I chop it all off in a rush because I was tired of her making Tony?
You know, Jasmine was modeling for Anna Demera Designs, and Anna, of course, was jealous because Tony's with Jasmine at the time, and Anna and decided to cut all of Jasmine's hair, make her less attractive, but it ended up making her more attractive in the end.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem. Plans backfire.
Yeah. Don't worry, Anna got her man when all was said and done. Anyhow, I look forward to seeing your independent film. I'm dying to hear about it tonight, and I really look forward to seeing you in it. And I wish you success in whatever you do. All I want is for you to be happy.
Well, thank you, Scott. That's really sweet of you. Same to you. I hope you're happy, and thank you for tuning in. I'm grateful that you're out there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, I am going to say congratulations to Jennifer for her daughter that's on the way.
Oh, yeah, she's a baby mama. And I'm a baby at this point. Tell him how much the baby likes Aunt Leanne.
She loves her voice. She kicks on cue every time she talks or sings to her. It's very sweet.
Aww.
She does have apparently an affinity for me and when I talk. Must be that lullaby. You know, I'm so good at that lullaby thing.
Mm-hmm.
With the baby Sydney.
Oh, you know, they got rid of the twins. Did you hear that?
I heard that. It's too bad. I apparently they wanted to age them some, and they'll do that sort of thing. It's nothing personal, you know. They just want to make them a little bit older. They did that with Carrie back in the day, and
mm-hmm.
and suddenly made her 10 instead of 5. So it's when they can write story for them. It's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with who the actors are.
Oh, I totally agree. But they were so damn cute, though.
Oh, yeah. They were. And so sweet.
Jennifer, what could you tell us about the movie?
Just in general about what the film's about?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
It's about a group of students, college-age kids that grow up together, share a very close bond with each other and with the character that Leanne plays, and she's the mom of the group. And they've grown up together. They know everything about each other, and that then towards the end they find out that they don't actually know everything that there is to know about each other, so it all comes together in the end, and Leanne plays the kind of the mom of the group that has watched them all grow up and, you know, has that connection with them as well, so.
Soccer mom extraordinaire. I ain't no soccer mom.
No.
My character is not really, I mean, she's she fulfills that place within for the kids, but she's a real professional woman. She's a teacher, a doctor.
Wow.
And is actually, upon the opening of the film, is just being named the chancellor of the university. So, and, you know, she's a high-powered woman, and yet she's this group of youngsters that have all grown up coming over to her house to play in the pool with her son and that sort of thing. It's a group of young people, and the fact that they all think they know everything there is to know about each other, and they really don't. Ultimately, they don't. Can you ever really know somebody? I think that's really kind of the theme of the story. Do you ever really know everything about somebody? Mm-hmm. Even the person you're married to, do you know everything about the person you're married to? Do you know everything about your mother? Do you know does your mother have secrets that you don't know? That's really kind of what the story kind of encompasses.
That sounds very interesting.
We hope so. We've worked really hard the last 3 weeks to kind of make it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Hi. This is Marianne, Leanne, and Jen.
Hey,
yeah, Jen. Hi. Jen, it's 3 weeks. It only took 3 weeks. I mean, how can you say? Tell me how. That's pretty fast, isn't it? For a how long is the movie?
It's radically fast.
Yes. How did you do that? And you're amazing, is all I could say.
Well, you know, I have that training from Days of Our Lives on how to do it. Serious, but also how to be prepared for it.
Right.
We all knew going in that we had to do it, and we all had to come in prepared. We also knew what our parameters were, and because it was a sleeker production in terms of the amount of crew and the people here, on some level that made it a lot easier. If it had been double the crew, which would have made it, you know, a bigger budget film, and maybe, I don't know. I don't know that it can, because it looks pretty good as far as I can see. I haven't seen more than a couple scenes because I'm afraid, I told Jennifer, if I watch any of it, I might not come to work the next day.
I just have one other question, and then we can open to callers.
Uh-huh.
You played a similar type character, cougar type character, on Dawson's Creek, Tamara. Can you tell us how different she is, or maybe how similar she is to the character Addison that you're playing now?
This one's just, she's more high-powered than that. She has more power of her own. She's in a position of, she's worked very hard, but she also comes from a more of an elitist world. So I'm trying to think who I would, you know, who I would liken her to in terms of somebody with, you know, it'd be somebody like Tina Brown, you know, the editor of The New Yorker. I mean, that kind of a character. It's that kind of a woman. She's more of a...
And Tamara wasn't married either, right?
Right. Yeah. This woman's more worldly, and, Tamara was just a, you know, a down-home girl. Down-home teacher.
Mm-hmm.
This is a more of a high-profile family. And the group of kids kind of are raised as a high-profile. It's got almost a feeling of when I first spoke with Jen about this, I felt it was kind of like a Dominic Dunn novel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got a little bit of that richer, different kind of feeling to it.
Oh, okay.
If you know what I mean.
Hey, yeah, we hear you.
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
Hey, we're going to take area code 708, and that's Nikki.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh, this is so exciting to talk to you. I'm a huge fan.
I'm so happy to hear it. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Can Jennifer hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because I have a comment for her. I just wanted to tell you real quick, Jennifer, that you're like an inspiration to me because I'm going to college to be a writer and to get into that business. And, you know, you're so young and you've already made your screenplay into a movie. So I just think that's amazing, and you sure do give hope to the rest of us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And it's definitely possible. Just stick with it.
Yes. And, Leanne, I have
a question. She's not as young as you think she is. She just turned 24 a couple of days ago.
Well, I'm only 21.
There you go. You got 3 years to go. No, she was only 23 when we started. I've aged her a whole year.
Well, Leanne, I also have a question for you.
Okay.
And I was wondering, what has been your most favorite or most challenging moment of filming Blissful Lives?
Just one. Only my most challenging. Getting up
every day. Your most favorite.
We filmed until 1 in the morning. I suppose that hurricane kind of gave me pause for thought there for a minute. I was ready to just stay in my hotel room and wait it out, but we went out into it in order to show must go on, so we went into the eye of the hurricane, so to speak. I think probably, you know, just the stamina to keep it, because we did so much in such a short time. So I think that was probably the most difficult, because quite frankly, the crew were terrific, couldn't have asked for anything better. The actors came to the table, you know, I was really happy to see these cute young actors who are all going to have careers once again. Like, you know, when I worked on Dawson's Creek, I knew all those kids. You could just tell who's, you know, going to hit. So it was really fun to be a part of something like that.
That's great. Well, you know, we're just so excited about it. Your darling divas, we're behind this movie 100%, and we're going to promote it for Jennifer and let everybody know about it. So.
Well, thank you. We're glad to know that we'll have a couple of people show up at the theater when it comes out.
Well, I'm going to go now so Bea can call in, but I just wanted to thank you guys. And
thank you. Okay, honey, good night.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Nikki.
Bye, Nikki.
Okay, and we have, I can put her on. Okay, we have Lee on the line.
Hey. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi, Lee.
Hey, hi, Leanne. Hi, Jen. How are you guys?
We're doing okay.
Good. First, I just want to say, Leanne, it was such a pleasure to meet you in June. It was highlight of my summer for sure, and I finally got to meet Bea, who's like my sister, and it was the most wonderful trip. We were so sad when we left LA because it was just the most wonderful weekend, and you were such a sweetie. You were sick and you still showed up and it was amazing. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming. It meant the world to us. So first and foremost, I just wanted to say thank you for giving your time that day because it meant so much. You just don't even know.
Well, I thank you guys for coming from around the world to get there. And I think it was the least I could do is show up. So I'm grateful that you guys have gotten together through, you know, the character of Anna. I feel kind of responsible for, you know, hookups.
Yeah, you definitely are. Believe me, it's a wonderful thing what you've done. I've said it before, but I just have to reiterate, it's a wonderful thing. And just wanted to say thank you. I'm always just really excited, and, you know, it's always great to wake up and have these people. You know, Nikki, who you just talked to, she's a newer diva, but she's just jumped right into the group, and she's a wonderful girl, too. So you just have some really great people behind you. So I just wanted to say that first and foremost. But then I also wanted to say, Jen, girl, you're an inspiration. I don't know how you do it in college. I mean, I'm in college, too, and I'm running around like crazy. I'm never around, and I don't even know how I would do a movie. So props to you, girl. You are such an inspiration.
Thank you. And you have, like, 10 jobs, so you're staying just as busy.
Yeah, that's why I can never do a movie. Three jobs right now, actually. But, yeah, it's you're just wonderful. I love that. That's so cool. It's such an inspiration for young people, you know. If you feel like you can't do more, you probably can. So that's really cool. But, Leanne, I don't really have a question. I just wanted to, you know, get a chance to say thanks for coming out on June 5th. That was so wonderful, and we're really looking forward to promoting your movie. It's going to be a great experience. And I'll go see the movie 12 times at the theater. I don't care. You know, I'll go see it. So, but you girls have a great night. Thank you so much for doing the radio show.
Pardon me?
Thank you so much for doing the radio show, and thank you for all your time. I hope you enjoyed Dallas. It's a wonderful city. And I will, you know, I'll be in touch. I'll be around. So thank you, guys.
Have a nice
thank
night, Lee. Thank you.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Yes.
Leanne, were you planning on doing any of the Day's 45th anniversary events?
Do you know, I haven't heard anything from anybody. So as of this point, no, because I haven't heard from anybody. So... no. I don't know anything about, I've been out of town. I haven't been in touch with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm heading home, like I said, to spend a lot of time with my mom and my family. So I don't know. My mom hasn't really been well. So every moment is golden and precious to me. And so I don't know how much time I'm going to be home in the fall, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I don't know when they're having that. When is that?
The 28th of September.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you get it? Yeah.
No.
Nope, that's the private party.
Pardon me?
Yeah. That's the private party, or the 28th of September, I think.
Yeah,
and
I haven't heard.
The day of dates is in November.
So I think I'm not on the list somehow. Somehow, if I haven't heard from that about that by now,
oh.
I think I'm not on the list.
Oh, that's not good. Oh,
no.
Well.
But
the heck
go.
With them, right?
Oh, yeah.
You have lots of things going on, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm going to be in town. I will be up north, so.
Uh-huh.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, the best to your mom.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We have area code 425 on the line. I believe that's Dama.
Hi, Leanne. This is Dama up in Seattle.
Hey, Dama.
Hi,
Jen. How are you?
Hi, Dama.
I'm doing very well, thank you. It's wonderful to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
I want to reiterate what Lee was saying earlier about how much fun it was to see you in L.A. back in June. And really appreciated you taking the time to come out despite being ill like that. And we're just very, very excited for you with this movie, and we're just looking forward to it. You can't even imagine. And I'm just so happy for you and wish you all the best. And I hope you have a good visit up here when you get up here. And I hope everything works out with your mom.
Thank you.
I'm actually coming to L.A. this weekend unexpectedly because a relative is not doing well. So anyway, we'll be passing each other.
I will pray for you if you pray for me.
That, yes, definitely. And thank you, Jen, very much for everything, and congratulations to you. My goodness, what wonderful things at such a young age.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for finding Leanne and taking her. you know you won't be disappointed.
No, not at all. Surpassed my expectations considerably. She's amazing.
Yes,
yes
she is,
yes.
Definitely.
Sitting right next to me, I paid her to say that.
Okay, well, I don't really have any questions. That's pretty much everything I wanted to say. So take care. And
is it cold and wet in Seattle, or what's going on up there?
Yeah, honey, it's cloudy, it's very cold, a little windy, it's been raining a lot, and actually I just got back from Mossy Rock on Sunday morning, so I was down in your sister and mom's neck of the woods, and and it rained like you wouldn't believe, so.
It rained in Texas, bigger than I've ever seen, so I gotta say, that was quite an event here. So I'm looking forward to my little drizzle up in Washington. It makes me
happy. Yeah, and your colder temperatures too. So yes.
Yeah. I am I'm getting acclimated to Texas, and every time somebody comes into my room, they say, "Why don't you have the air conditioner on?" Because they're used to having it really turned down, and I must be I'm not cold natured. Her mother asked one day, "Are you cold natured?" And I thought she was calling me a cold hearted, you know what? I don't know what. No, I'm very warm hearted. I don't understand. And she meant, like, you don't need the air conditioning on. You're cool as a person. I thought she meant my personality. We got that straight. I am not cold natured. I might be cold natured, but I am
no.
warm person.
No.
No, definitely you're not.
So we got that straight. I've learned a lot about Texas. I've eaten food that I never heard of. And food that I have heard of. I learned about Rotel yesterday. Do you guys know about Rotel?
No.
No.
See?
So what is that? Explain.
It's like chilies and tomatoes, and it's like hot, and you can put it in food, and it makes the food hot and tastes good.
Oh. You like hot food?
Well, not overly, but this just gives a little bit of pep and wing and...
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good cream corn with Rotel yesterday. I've got the recipe. I'm going to make it when I go home next weekend.
Oh, very good.
Oh.
Well, you look cute in the cowboy hat.
Oh, thank you. They took me dancing at Billy Bob's.
Oh. Did you ride a mechanical bull at all?
You did not.
No?
I met a real bull on the street named Lone Star. He had very long horns. It was really fun. I've actually really enjoyed seeing some of the historical areas of this state, because I love history, and the only thing I missed was the grassy knoll. I can't believe we were down to the grassy knoll. Well, we were lost, actually, and we were trying to find our way back to a restaurant, and we forgot about the grassy knoll. You're hungry. So I've had a good time in Texas.
Well, that's good.
Well, thank you, Tama.
Okay, thank you. I'm moving up. Okay,
thank
you. Take care, Ann.
You
and
too.
Thank
bye,
you.
Bye, bye, Tama.
Bye,
talk later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
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 Jennifer, what made you decide to offer Leanne a role in the movie? What was it about Leanne that you thought she would be the right actress for Addison?
I was telling someone earlier that I love when people ask this question because, if you've seen her in anything, you know why I chose her for this part. She's amazing, and she is actually as sweet and fun and down to earth as you would think, and really she came prepared, and she, exceeded all of our expectations, and it's been really amazing. I can't wait for you guys to see it. It was incredible, and she did an amazing job. So. I couldn't have been happier.
And Leanne, what made you decide to take the role when it was offered to you?
Well, it's funny because, like I said, I read the script. I had to read it really fast. I was up in Washington, and my mama was in the hospital, and I had to go to a Kinko's and print it out because I was between, hospital visits. And so I had to read it because I needed to get back to her because they were ready to roll pretty quickly. And I wanted it to be bad so that I could just outright say no, because it was very hard for me to commit to anything because my mama hasn't been well, and I just didn't want to miss moments. So I read it, and I kept reading, and I called my manager, and I said, I don't know what to do because it's not bad. And he said, I know, so I don't know what to advise you. And so we talked it over back and forth, and I still was having trouble committing. And then we talked to Jennifer, and after I spoke with her, we kind of just said, okay, let's do it if we can, we can make it work. If we can just make it work, if all the things, anything that I might have for consideration, she agreed to help me with. You know, if I needed to fly home at the drop of a hat, I was able to do that. So we came to an agreement on a lot of things. And it was just such an extraordinary opportunity for a part like this. You know, if it's a big budget deal, you know, Julia Roberts or Michelle Pfeiffer would be playing the part.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No, we still would have gone.
No, you're much better than they are.
All right. So anyway, it was just a really good opportunity. It's a really beautiful part for a woman to play. And I was grateful for the opportunity. So we made it happen. She made it happen. She and her mom and her dad, her family, and all together, it really kind of seems like a blessed project because things just kind of kept happening with falling into place. Like, it was just very, it just was meant to be, I guess.
Jen, you didn't have any setbacks or anything? Major setbacks at all? It all ran pretty smooth?
No, not major setbacks. But it all definitely came together and, you know.
Serendipitous, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was.
No major setbacks. But, you know, even though it was a very short time frame and we all worked really long hours, it was, very, you know, it all flowed really well, and we just, everything fell into place like it was supposed to, and like Leanne said, she had a lot going on in her personal life, and that still managed to, you know, come together, and which was awesome, because I think that really, you know, when you guys see it, you'll know what I mean, it really, she brought that to the screen, what I was hoping would come out for the part, and it's going to be incredible, so.
Can't wait to see it.
Me too.
We have Bea on the line.
Hi.
Hi.
I have to breathe in and out first. Give me a second.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Hi, Leanne. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Are you in Germany?
Yes, I am. Still am. I'm fine. But I'm not the one who just filmed the movie, so how you doing?
We're doing okay. We finished it, 1 o'clock in the morning on Friday night, and we had a lot of nights like that. And we're just finally relaxing. Shall we tell them the truth? Okay,
yeah.
So we're sitting here in my hotel room. We each had our own tub of Häagen-Dazs chocolate ice cream.
All right.
Sounds good.
We were waiting for 9 o'clock to come, and we were watching Dancing with the Stars and eating Häagen-Dazs chocolate ice cream. And here's our time to talk with you. So we finally got our moment to relax.
Good. Oh, hi, Jennifer. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, it's so great to finally talk to you after all the emailing we did.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this is great. I have a question for you first. I want to know who is your favorite director.
What's your favorite what? Director. I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Are you kind of a Quentin Tarantino kind of girl, or?
I do like Quentin Tarantino. I like Nancy Myers.
Yeah,
she's pretty amazing. I'm not sure who my favorite is. Probably her, I would say.
Oh, yeah. She's good, yeah.
She is.
And I have a couple questions for Leanne, if I am allowed to ask all of them.
Yeah, please. This is again.
Sure. Hello.
Hi. Hello. This is something I have asked Patsy Keys, another radio show, and her answer was really interesting. So I'd like to know what you think. As an actress, when you watch a film, are you able to sit back and relax and enjoy the film, or can't you just help it and you pay attention to the acting techniques or camera angles, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Who did you say you asked this question?
Patsy Pease.
Patsy Pease.
Yeah,
Patsy
he played Kimberly. Right.
Played Kimberly?
Oh, Patsy Pease. I'm sorry. I understand. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. No, my, I experience it both ways. That's why I feel it's a good movie. If I forget who's acting, if I forget what they're doing, and I am caught up in the movie, and when I go to the movies, I want to be the girl. I am the girl. That's why I want to have a nice, handsome, studly guy to be in love with. I want to be in love with the man.
Mm-hmm.
And if the man is a handsome guy and he's got dirty hair, I'm not in love with him. And I don't understand the whole grunge of that. You know, it really puts me off. And but I do watch movies, and I do watch them for technicality. And if I forget the technical side, then, boy. And it's like, have you seen this movie, Julia and Julie?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so after the first scene, do you remember that it's Meryl Streep, or do you just think it's Julia?
Oh,
Julia?
Yeah. I mean, know what you mean. Yeah.
That's brilliant. That's the brilliance of it, because I no longer, you know, am looking at an actress. I'm watching, you know, the person live. That, to me, is very important. So, yeah, I experience it both ways. If I can figure out who did it in the first 5 minutes of the movie, then, well, there you go. They tried. And I'm not the all-and-all of everything. I just, you know, I sometimes figure things out because I like to talk to people anyway, but that's me.
Great. I know exactly what you mean. Great. Okay, and my second question is, I wondered if you still have stage fright. After all those years and after playing all those characters, like the moment before the camera starts filming, how do you feel?
Well, you know, even on a project like this, I was a little nervous the first day, just getting it underway, just making sure that I felt good about me and knowing that I was going to remember everything I had to remember. And once I get that out of the way, I'm usually pretty much don't have any more stage fright. If I were to do something like a live play, I'd probably have a heart attack backstage.
Like Teo did with Class.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know about that. I don't know that I could do that. And then I don't know about, you know, I mean, but I've had times when I've done, you know, hosted some, you know, award shows or something, and you get over it. You use it as your adrenaline to get you out there. I'm usually the one that stands up at any event and any function in the family. I'm the one that talks for the whole family, so I'm kind of used to it. But, yes, I do experience it on certain levels.
Okay. I'm not sure if I could do it, but, you know, then I don't have to, so that's probably good.
Well, you didn't used to. I didn't used to have the nerve for it. I guess it's just a matter of I want to be heard, I guess. I want my voice out there. And if that's the case, then I'm going to have to say it. And I think that that's part of what it is. And if you want to be heard, you know, everybody else is just getting heard. Man, they're just not afraid to be heard. So don't be afraid. Stand up. Speak loud. Stand tall. Speak loud.
Okay. Well, you can be sure we will always listen.
What? Sorry, I didn't understand, honey.
Oh, okay. I said, you can be sure that we will always listen.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And Meg would have loved to call in and talk to you, but unfortunately she's sick. She can barely talk. She was coughing earlier. Yeah. But she just listened to the show, and I think she's in a chat room too. So would you give her a shout-out?
Hey, Meg, I hope you feel better. I understand I have a little sore throat right now myself because I think my adrenaline let loose finally after Friday night. I finally let all of my, you know, my guard down, and I understand. So I hope you feel better. God bless.
Oh, I bet she feels better now. So, you know how much we all love you, and Lee and I had a wonderful time in Los Angeles in June, and we want to say thank you one more time. Thank you.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you. I'm glad you guys came. Did you go on to see Teo in the play?
I did, yeah. I went back to D.C., and then with Mag and Marika, and we all drove down to New Jersey with Michelle. It was, everyone was there, and we had a great time. We've seen it twice, which was amazing.
Wow.
We surprised him on Friday night. He didn't know we were going to be there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, I understand it was really well received, so I'm very proud of him, too.
Yeah, we're hoping it comes to L.A., hopefully, maybe.
Yeah, because I'd like to see it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We'd like to meet you.
Okay, so thanks to Carrie and M2, little girls.
You guys, go to sleep. Isn't it like in the middle of the night or something there?
You better don't ask. It's close to 5 in the morning.
You're going to be sick. You go to bed. Go to bed now.
Oh, and Diva needs to do what has to be done. That's what Scott would say. So.
Right.
So have a great rest of the evening.
Thank you very much, honey. You too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Bea.
Thanks.
Bye, Bea. Thank you.
She's too funny. So we have 913. I believe that's Anna on the phone.
Hi. Hi, Leanne. Hi, Jen.
Hey. Anna, how are you?
Good, good. Again, just wanted to thank you for the great time we had at Henry's Hat. It was so wonderful to finally meet you after all of these years. And one of the things that I told you at the time, but I just get the biggest kick out of the fact that I was, you know, a huge fan of Tony and Anna back, you know, in the 80s. And it's so fun, and it's brought back so much of the joy for me to, like, relive that time. And then when you came back to the show in 07 and then again in 2009, 2010, to be able to, you know, enjoy it again with all these, you know, divas, not just the young ones, but everybody. But it's really fun to see it through their perspective, and I mean, they find all these great clips that I was actually alive for when they were first out, and so it's really been a great experience, and we had a great time in LA, and it's just really knowing you through this show has really bonded us, and I don't know, it's just been a great experience. So I wanted to thank you again for spending that time with us.
My pleasure. Thank you. And I'm really grateful that there, you know, we have some people that have seen the show from back in the 80s and new ones that are tuning in. I'm heartened and I'm flattered and I'm grateful, and it's good to know that somebody wants to watch some of this stuff. So,
yeah. Oh, it's classic.
You.
It's classic. It's great stuff. It still stands up today. It's a lot better than most of what we see nowadays. Maybe
we
all
want
of
more.
Them.
Once you back.
Yes. And it was so much fun in the Kazuhachi Diva Den that we had the restaurant there, our little party back in the back of the restaurant. We so wish that Anna and Tony would come back and live in the live in the mansion with Stefano and Kate, and I mean, there's all kinds of storyline there. I just wish they would do it.
Yeah, I don't know that it's going to happen, honey. I think that they're going in a different path.
Yeah, I know.
Who knows? The phone call last year at this time came out of the blue to go back and be the kidnapper. I mean, I really.
We're still hoping.
Divas never give up.
Neither
does
it. I did have this one. Well, I think it's a serious question. Others might not. But I'm a cat lover, and I just was wondering, do you still have your cats? And if so, what are their names? What are they do? What are they up to?
Right now, I think they're under the bed because I've been gone so long, and my girl has been going over to feed them, says they won't come out from under the bed.
What's that? I didn't hear you. What?
right now they're hanging out under the bed most of the time because not home. I have one, her name is Allie Cat, and I have one named Teddy. She's a girl, even though her name is Teddy.
Aww.
Her given name is Theodora, but she goes by Teddy. But she's my social kitty. She comes and greets everybody at the door. And my other one, my firstborn, Alley Cat, she hides under the bed. So, but they're mama's girls, and they are quite attached, and it's time for me to go home.
Yes, yes. I know that feeling. It's like you miss them, and they miss you. So.
You know, they're very attached. So I'm going to go be home for a little bit and give them a little loving.
Good. Well, and Jen, just congratulations on the movie. I think we're all so excited. We're excited for you, and we're also just excited to see it when it comes out. And also a shout-out to Texas because I miss the fajitas. I'm from Texas and from Houston, actually. But we can still be friends because Dallas and Houston don't always get together, you know, get along. But we'll forget that for now. But thank you both for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Anna. Anne24 in the chat room had a question for Leanne. She wanted to know if, Leanne, if you would be interested in doing another soap.
You know, I'm an actress. I'd be interested in doing anything. You know, I like to play different parts. I like to act. And so, sure, of course, anything, any medium. Really, I'm not a purist when it comes to I'm only going to do films. I'm only going to do independent films from now on, Jen. You better start writing.
How about it? How about any plays, Leanne? You interested in any plays, doing plays, stage work?
I've offered a few parts once before, and I've just never done one.
Oh, okay.
Right. I just have never, ever really done it. So I suppose, sure, I would do anything. I mean, I wouldn't do anything. Let's be honest here. I wouldn't do anything. But sure, I would consider anything. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, are you planning on writing more scripts? Doing more directing? Or are you just catching mama mode?
Yes. Eventually, I don't have anything going right now, but you never know. It might surprise you.
What inspired you to write this movie? I mean, have you written before?
Yes, forever. I started writing in like the third or fourth grade. So.
Oh, wow.
But there wasn't really any solid inspiration behind the story. It's just something I've always wanted to do, and the timing was right. It all just fell together, and Leanne took the part, so we're very grateful. not really any one thing. Just got lucky, and the timing was perfect. So I'm glad it all worked out.
So, Leanne, after you go home and after you're done up there, do you have anything else lined up to do?
No, I don't right now. I'm just going to relax for a little bit. You know, this stuff gets quite intense, and I'm going to chill for a bit. So, you know, an actor's life is never necessarily, you don't know what's happening in the next few months. We get jobs in here, there, and everywhere, and they come out of left field sometimes. And sometimes they're being negotiated for years on end before you finally do them. So right now I'm just going to chill.
Were you surprised to hear Teo?
Yeah. But we just dialed in and I heard that voice and I thought,
Well, he was going to call in to surprise you, but no. He made it before you did, but yeah. I was a surprise.
I heard him talking. Lovely, thank you.
Well, it's the end of the show. I want to thank all of our callers. You guys are amazing. And Marianne, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. It was fun.
Holding down the fort while we got everybody on the line.
And thank you so much to Jennifer and Leanne, and I wish you guys the best. And yes, we cannot wait to see the movie, and please keep us updated, and we'll spread the word around like we have been
doing.
We'll
be on Facebook, Jen.
Yes, and we have Teo finally on Twitter, Leanne, so we need to get
Leanne,
on Twitter.
Yeah, Leanne, Teo's on Twitter, so you have to get on Twitter.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. Do you believe it? Do you believe they got Teo on Twitter? I was shocked.
He must have too much time on his hands to talk to him.
I think he's getting addicted, too.
Well, I'm right now, I'm just happy I've got a cell phone. That's all I need. That's all I have. I don't need anything else for now. So.
But do you even text on your cell phone?
I can.
You can? Okay.
I can.
That's good.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for the lovely chat.
Oh, thank you, Leanne. Appreciate it.
Thanks for doing our show twice. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Especially the first time was a bit of a disaster.
Bye. I got it finally, so thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your ice cream.
I'm going back to my ice cream right now.
I think I might get some ice cream myself.
Okay. Good night.
Bye. Good night, Leanne.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jan. Bye.